It was Eeyore who found Tigger, lying on his back under an oak, staring at the branches.
"Africa,"
Tigger muttered reproachfully at the tree. Eeyore lifted him gently onto his back and brought him home.
"I was not always very kind to him,"
the old donkey admitted, and sighed.
"If only he hadn't bounced."
"He's still not well," said Piglet. "Look at how loose his skin is."
This was true. Tigger's skin appeared to be several sizes too large.
"His tongue is not a good colour," said Lottie. "I'm not sure what colour it is meant to be, but I don't think it's that colour."
"It's meant to be tongue-coloured," Owl suggested. "And it is now the colour a tongue goes after it has eaten too many blackberries."
"Unripe, uncooked, and without custard," added Lottie.
"I've been thinking," said Christopher Robin, "if I were poorly, what I would most want."
"To be well again,"
said Pooh.
"Yes, Pooh, but what else?
I think I should like to be surrounded by friendly and familiar things."
"But he is,"
said Pooh.
"If he's decided he's African,"
Owl said reasonably enough,
"we can't carry him to Africa. He's too heavy, unless Eeyore." "Certainly not,"
said Eeyore.
"I wonder," said Christopher Robin, "since we can't take him to Africa, then I wonder whether we could bring Africa to him."
"Africa,"
said Tigger faintly, and burped. Tigger lay in his favourite corner, restless and twitchy still, but in a kind of half-slumber. All around him the others had been busy, and now they were putting the finishing touches to what Christopher Robin had proposed. At first Tigger was aware of a gentle drumming. Was it his heart? No, it was coming from outside him. He opened his eyes. Where on earth could he be? Above him was a canopy of lush green branches, and around him were swathes of fern and mosses. Water was dripping from the leaves, and it was hot and steamy. There was even a hissing of snakes.
"Where am I?"
asked Tigger in wonderment.
"Could I be? Could I really be in Africa?"
Then Christopher Robin's voice said, "Tigger, you are wherever you want to be. It's called imagination." Tigger closed his eyes and fell happily asleep, which was just as well, as it meant that he did not see Lottie drumming on two upturned waste paper baskets with rolling pins belonging to Kangaroo and Rabbit, or Pooh up a ladder with a watering can, or Christopher Robin tending a fire, or even Roo blowing into the spouts of various kettles to make what he imagined might be snake hisses. From that moment, Tigger's slow recovery began. He began to do bending and stretching exercises, and his burps turned into occasional gentle hiccups. He demanded a spoonful of extract of malt every hour on the hour, and within a couple of days his skin no longer hung loose. His tongue was the pinkish colour proper for a fit Tigger, and his stripes, well, his stripes were the brightest and the best defined ever seen in the 100-acre wood. Possibly as bright as any in Africa. One morning, a week or so later, Roo and Tigger and Piglet were sliding down the water chute when Christopher Robin and Pooh came briskly up to them. Christopher Robin was carrying a big book, and Pooh a sheet of handsome blue writing paper.
"Tigger," said Christopher Robin, "we have something important to tell you."
"Really?"
said Tigger, and splashed water over Roo, who splashed water over Piglet, who splashed water over Tigger.
"What's that?"
"You ought to be sitting down," said Christopher Robin. "It's sitting down stuff."
"Right-ting-ho,"
said Tigger, and sat down twice, with a bit of a bounce in between.
"Shall I tell him?"
Pooh asked Christopher Robin, who nodded.
"Tigger, you aren't African."
"Course I am,"
said Tigger.
"You can't be."
"Why can't I be?"
"You're a tiger, and there aren't any tigers in Africa," Christopher Robin explained. "Tigers come from Asia, China and India, and places like that."
"And circuses,"
said Pooh. Tigger thought about all this for a moment,
It was a good deal to take in.
Who says?
Christopher Robin opened the big book at a place he had marked with a slip of paper. The encyclopedia does. Tigger considered this with his head on one side. Then he looked triumphantly at Pooh.
Bears don't come from England.
Christopher Robin smiled and said, Well, there's one here, and there always will be. Pooh Bear.
Am I the only one?
Asked Pooh. Christopher Robin thought for a moment. Well, maybe not the only bear in England, he concluded, but in all the world you are the one and only incomparable Winnie the Pooh.